You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you are looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Hope you're ready to be entertained, because Eric Pickle is going to entertain you.
We're gonna try
with his entertainment page.
I'm trying my best here, Cakes.
Entertainment
page, of course, driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW of Fairfax. Ask for Miriam; she's the general manager. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and brand new vehicles right there on the website. Check them out. When you find something you want to test drive or whatever, go over there. Mention me. They're going to treat you like a rock star. Promise. All right. I don't know where to start. There's actually quite a few stories here that are somewhat interesting. But by the way, did you see that Jay Cutler is going to have to serve some jail time?
For I did not see that.
DUI. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Jay Cutler.
That must be multiple DUIs.
He's been sentenced to 4 days. You know, that would suck. I honestly think if I had to go to jail, even if it's just like where you go and you play spades and dominoes,
right?
You know,
of course it would suck.
I think I would cry. I think I would in my own.
I think all of us would probably cry.
I would in my own room or something before. I think I would cry that I was jail for 4 days.
Well, one, you're going to jail. Two, that's basically rock bottom. Going to jail is rock bottom.
I mean, you didn't murder anybody or anything, but yeah, you're in jail. You're a menace to society for 4 days. Like,
yeah,
it's not good, right? So he struck a plea deal for his DUI and gun possession case from October of 2024.
I would think that you wouldn't serve jail time if that was your first DUI. Maybe it was
because
of the gun charge.
Maybe. It's going to begin in 30 days. He was also fined $350, and he will be required to be on 1 year supervised probation and submit to regular and random drug tests. Oh, by the way, he also lost his license.
Still don't understand why in this day and age, when it's never been easier to get a ride from Uber or Lyft or whatever, why people continue to drink and drive.
Convenience. Yeah.
I know, but it's so risky.
I agree.
You're risking yourself. You're risking other people's safety out on the roads. Like, what are you doing?
Drabby said these freaking Teslas are ubiquitous now out on the road. They're literally everywhere.
Right.
They have all the self-driving stuff is like insane now. How much extra do you pay? Drabby, did you have to pay extra for your self-driving option or did it come with it?
I'm still on the free trial, but after next month, it'll be $100.
So $100 a month?
$100 a month if I want.
Pretty much a bargain. Are you not going to do it?
Still debating. I use it all the time.
You do?
All the time, especially on the drive-in.
And what do you do?
Trust it. You implicitly trust it.
Can you close your eyes if you wanted?
No.
It would shut down?
It would pull over?
Yeah.
Well, just turn off and you better start driving.
Hold on. It knows if your eyes are shut?
Oh, yeah.
It just knows.
Well, it knows if you're looking at your phone.
It can't just shut down. It's going to cause an accident. It would have to pull over. Right?
No, it just turns off. The auto drive turns off. And sorry, the alarm starts going off telling you to take control of the car.
Okay. Got it.
What if you don't? What if you're passed out? You die?
I don't know. I have.
So if you're,
he's not trying to test that.
It tells you it turns, it's turning off.
I know, but you're like you were saying, a lot of guys will use it. They get drunk at the club or whatever, and they go in their auto test drive. And what if they doze off? It can't just stop.
That's why the alarm goes off. It'll wake you up. If you pass out, you pass out. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. You're going to go into the guardrail.
It should pull over. It should pull over for you. I feel like that's what it should
do. Let me get Elon on the phone.
I don't want it to pull over because I want it to yell at me to tell me to take over because I'm looking at my phone.
Well, pull over and then it won't start. Like, you know, till you're locked back in.
It says autopilot disengage for rest of drive.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That seems a little scary. That seems like a loophole.
I don't
there.
Get how it knows that your eyes are closed.
Somehow it's got 100 cameras on it. Yeah. But you feel like, does it drive silly? Like when it's on the auto drive. Yeah.
Well, sometimes,
have you ever had to grab the wheel?
I still don't trust it.
I grab the wheel all the time. But that's not out of safety. It's because it's going too slow. Like I'm trying to get out of the way if I'm letting that thing drive.
Right.
Like it'll be in the left lane and there will be a car behind me. I'm like,
so I saw that they put out on a production line the driverless Teslas or whatever that have no steering wheel. And it's just for like Uber type of situations. They're literally producing cars, cakes, with no steering wheel.
That's crazy.
Not a big
thing. To me,
I would never.
Well, it's insane.
Of course. I would never get into that.
And I know people are using them. And like down, I have friends in, where's the trendy place in Texas where everybody goes?
Austin.
Yeah, in Austin. And they go in all the Uberless, there, whatever, driverless Ubers. And I've gotten the videos from friends that have done it.
I mean,
the only way I would go into that is
if I was just desperate. And I was just panicking. I needed a ride.
It's your last resort.
Yeah, right. That's the only time I would do it. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I don't know why I thought of that.
You know how silly it is to be transported with your arms crossed, just staring out the window?
Right.
You're doing nothing.
You feel like you're being chauffeured all over the place.
Listening to the radio.
I just would like to know how silly it is. Like, is it, with each iteration, is it getting better? You know like how they say, ChatGPT. How's it getting better? Are they adding cameras? Like, how are they making it better?
I think the software just improves. It knows they got millions and millions of data.
Yeah,
I'm a control freak.
There's no way you could do it.
I couldn't do it.
No way you could do it.
I actually enjoy driving.
I don't enjoy it when I'm tired. I'm fine when I'm not tired.
Okay, well you're not. Yeah, but if you're
not tired, I'll be tired in 52 minutes.
I enjoyed the drive down to Oak Island, North Carolina. 6.5 hours. I enjoyed it.
It's kind of long. Six plus hours a long drive.
What does your family do while you're driving?
We stopped once.
Do you guys talk a lot? Or are they on their own iPads? What's happening in
the car? Probably doing their own thing.
My mother-in-law was in the passenger, she was on her phone and playing her games on her phone. My wife was in the back with the dog, sleeping.
Right.
I was pondering life, listening to radio.
Okay, your two daughters didn't go.
No, they did. They followed us. We couldn't fit everybody else.
Let me guess. You were listening to like a college football podcast on the way down.
No, my wife put her Spotify on. It's classic rock.
Okay. Oh, so you're listening like the Eagles,
yeah.
Steve Miller
Bad
Band.
Company.
Steve, a lot of Steve Miller.
Very nice. Aerosmith.
Hey, yeah. Hey, my parents said driving through North Carolina is a poop show now. Is that?
Well, certain parts, like on 95,
yeah.
I just did it. And
like
I'm convinced that Lumberton, they're always going to be doing construction.
They said there's just nonstop construction all the time in
there's
North
a lot
Carolina.
Of it. There's a lot of like where the shoulder just disappears. And you got
we didn't have
concrete
any
barrier this far from the side of your car.
Like the GW Parkway.
Yeah, just like that.
There might have been a few spots, but nothing major. Nothing major.
All right, Jordan Hudson. Bill Belichick's, is she the fiance? Are they engaged? I can't remember.
I don't think so.
Just a girlfriend.
I think they're just still dating.
Yeah, she apparently has filed a trademark application for the term gold digger.
Jewelry line, right?
And she wants to use it, yes, for jewelry or keychains.
Keychains.
Good for her. She's leaning into the moniker.
Keychains in 2025.
Not a bad idea, actually, right? Gold digger keychain or gold digger like necklace? You see girls buying it?
I mean, can Bill put his foot down at some point? Didn't they also like trademark Chapel Bill? Chapel Hill.
Oh, yeah, they do that.
Yes,
yeah, there's a bunch of other ones in there that she tried to file.
She's trying to make her own money, though. He
can't just stop her.
She's making money off the back of Bill Belichick.
Okay.
Chapel Bill? That has nothing to do with her.
Might be her creative idea.
They say it's one of many trademark filings that Belichick and Hudson have made this year, including Chapel Bill, Bellistrator. I don't get the Trail of Salty Tears. Where does that come from?
I don't
from?
Understand that one.
No days off. Okay. And the Belichick way.
Yeah. She's making money off the back of her old ass boyfriend, Bill Belichick.
And did they say that house that was, where were they, in Nantucket or whatever? I think he put that up for sale. And isn't she like involved in a lot of his like real estate transactions of late? Yeah. So I don't know.
Who do they open with?
TCU.
Monday
night. I'm the biggest TCU fan in the world.
What's the Vegas line number for them, total wins? Like five or something?
I don't know. Not sure.
You know, we had locks on yesterday, and the Vegas line for Maryland is 4.5.
Ooh, that is rough.
Which is brutal. You know, after the first three, you just praying.
FanDuel has UNC at 7.5 wins, DraftKings at 6.5.
All right. That's better than the Terps. It'll be interesting to see.
They've got
every
so
one
many.
Of us on Monday night will be watching Bill Belichick.
Oh, 100%.
8 o'clock.
You're probably right.
Only game on.
It's a good
it's
point.
It's an island game.
Island game, 8 p.m.
But I'm not rooting for him.
No, Jason will be asleep. Watch.
Yeah, you 15
minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to watch the whole game, but I'll watch a little bit of it.
To beat the summer heat at Flushing Meadow, if you're there for the U.S. Open, you can get Taylor Swift's favorite cocktail cakes for how much?
$23.
Do you want to know what it is?
What is the said cocktail?
It's called, I've never heard of this, the Honey Deuce.
Oh, I saw Darren Revelle tweeting about it. He said the line for that at the U.S. Open is crazy.
It's all because of Taylor? People
I don't
are crazy?
Know.
But she was drinking it like last year. And right. now
you jumping
guys are,
on it.
You guys are idiots. They've been serving that drink. That is like the number one drink for the U.S. Open for, I don't know, 30 years.
Right, give me the ingredients.
Taylor Swift is not getting credit for that.
All right. Well, they're saying
animosity from
it's
Drab.
It's called Taylor. The headline is Taylor Swift's favorite cocktail.
It's everyone who goes to the U.S.
Right,
Open.
I've never heard of the Honey Deuce.
What's in the cocktail?
All right. It's Grey Goose.
Like that.
Lemonade.
Like
raspberry
that.
Liqueur.
Love that.
And topped with 3 honeydew melon balls. You're probably out on that. You don't like cantaloupe. Do you like honeydew?
I don't like melon. All melons are generally bad. Watermelon is decent.
Watermelon's elite.
Watermelon, but it's very specific. It's got to be super hot. You got to have it in the summer. Cantaloupe and honeydew, garbage, in my opinion. I would try it. I would take all the melon garnish and throw it out.
According to sports business expert Joe Pompliano, the U.S. Open sold 556,000 Honey Deuce cocktails last year.
556,000 of them?
Is that $10 million?
$23
a
pop?
Yeah.
Is that $10 million in drinks?
Man, what a concession that is.
I think the story says they're expected to exceed that this year.
God, what a racket.
Based off of the number of people in attendance.
Yeah, it's so
that's
crazy.
All people drink there. You don't drink anything else but those. It's like having a Guinness in Ireland.
It's $12.78 million.
Crazy.
Yeah. And you're making your money back with two drinks of that bottle of Grey Goose that they're buying.
Easily.
Yeah. Taylor's favorite drink.
What a scam. Right, Taylor Swift's favorite drink of all time. She actually made it popular, Drab. Yeah.
You know she popularized the mint julep at the Kentucky Derby?
She did. She made that popular, too.
So, Jason, is Naomi Osaka, is she still alive in the U.S. Open?
She was as of yesterday. I don't know if she played.
Okay.
I don't think she played last night. I could check.
So there's a viral story.
She's like the 23rd seed, maybe.
I mean, she used to be an absolute beast, right? And then did she have a kid? And then,
well, she went through mental health stuff.
Yeah, she was out for a while.
Yep.
Her outfit that she wore is a Nike outfit in her first round match. I mean, just trifling.
You're not feeling it?
I'm not feeling it. I don't even know how you describe
it. Let me see. I'll try to describe it.
She brings on the bling with her bedazzled labubu, whatever that is.
My daughter's got 4 or 5 of those.
The labubu is like the hot accessory of 2025. I don't quite understand
this thing. This thing right there? That skirt thing that she's wearing? Is that the labubu?
No, isn't the labubu like a... Now, I could be wrong on this. Isn't it like a... Like a stuffed animal thing that you stick on your backpack or like your purse.
Oh, okay.
And they're crazy expensive.
What do you call that skirt thing that she's wearing? That.
I would call that a poofy skirt.
That is a poofy disaster.
I am not a women's fashion expert nor a men's fashion expert.
Right.
That's what I would call
she
that.
She plays today at 1.
All right. Well, I mean, I root for her. She's fun to watch. Don't like that outfit, though. This is crazy. The Backstreet Boys cakes You know, they're performing at the Sphere in Las Vegas.
I saw the Sphere in person. It was impressive, at least from the outside.
Yeah, I saw it from the outside.
What was on the outside? Did they have some sort of ad?
What was on the outside when I was there? Now, my brain was kind of just zoning out because I was playing so much poker.
I think right.
I don't know. I can't even remember what was on the outside at this point. Pretty good memory I have.
So I don't know how long they're going to be performing there. I don't even know how often they're performing there. But the band is, according to TMZ, grossing $4 million a night for each performance.
$4 million a night?
$4 million a night. They say there's just not a lot of overhead.
Good take.
They paid a one-time fee of about $7 or $8 million for all the graphics that they use inside. And I don't know. There's 17,000 seats, and they say the real key is the VIP tickets, the platinum tickets, and the travel packages that go into the pot and contribute to their gross profits. So,
good for them.
They say entertainers make as much money at the Sphere as they can on a stadium tour. And so, like, yeah, the Backstreet Boys, I mean, maybe they could sell out a stadium or two, but they're probably not going to sell out the whole country.
Yeah, but if they play 20 dates at the Sphere and they're pulling in $4 million on a night.
Pretty sick.
It's a great deal for them.
Right? And let me see here. What is this about Mr. Beast Valdez? Mr. Beast took exception to his ranking on the most influential creators list. Was he too low?
Right. He felt like he should have been ranked higher. And then he had a faux pas when he was upset at, because Rolling Stone ranked them all.
Okay.
And then he tweeted out, "What did I do to the Rolling Stones?" So a lot of people are saying he's kind of a big dummy because he thought Mick Jagger's in association with the magazine.
Keith Richards had something to do with.
So who did they rank, by the way, the top influencer?
I don't know. I see
Mr. Beast is upset he's not highly ranked.
I don't know. Mr. Beast is joning on this one guy, Caleb Heron. Mr. Beast says, according to the list, the guy with 1 million followers is more influential than me. What did I do to piss off the Rolling Stones? There you go. The guy's name is Caleb Heron.
He's a comedian.
And what does Mr. Beast have? Like 300 million, 400 million followers?
So many.
Something like that. Real quick, let's go to Isaac in China. Isaac, what's up,
He's
buddy?
Called before.
What's up, man?
What up? Your Chinese correspondent is back, but this time I have a guest. I found the one other person in China who listens to the Junks at work.
Wow.
We're both watching you on Monumental Sports Network through YouTube TV right now.
Isn't that incredible? All right,
look at our reach. I don't even know.
All right, hold on. What time is it there?
It's 9:19 p.m. at night.
Oh, it's 12 hours
ahead.
Thursday 12 night. Hours ahead.
It's calling from the future.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, who wins the USF game?
We need to know this immediately.
It was
rich.
A great day. We'll try to give you offline. We'll give you some tips.
So is this somebody that you hip to the show, or what's going on?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Me? I mean, I've been a Junkies fan for forever, and I was talking at work, somehow it came up, and my buddy Pete here, Peter from Burke. No, you're not from Burke.
Where Fairfax.
Fairfax. I'm from Maryland, from Silver Spring. So we teamed up, and we're just trying to listen to you guys because we're big fans.
Nice. Cool. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Did you call in? You called in during the Commanders run, right?
Yeah.
Same guy. Isaac. But this time we heard you talking about Costco. So we had some nuggets about the Costco here in Shenzhen. They got pizza, but it's not the silly pizza that we have back home. But Peter's actually tried it, so he can tell you about it.
All right.
Yeah, Pete. They have. So there's nothing sillier than pepperoni Costco pizza at home.
Pretty good.
I went to Costco here in China, and they got two options. One is dried squid, and the other one's a supreme pizza. So you gotta like olives and mushrooms. And then the other option is a lobster bisque, if you like that.
Lobster bisque.
Oh, look at that.
That's pretty strong. How he had a shaky voice at the beginning.
How much is a lobster bisque?
The lobster bisque? I don't know. Like $10, probably.
What's the currency in China?
Is it yen?
The silly yen.
Do you guys work for the same company?
In Chinese money.
Isaac?
Yes, we do.
You do. So that's how you guys know each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
At work.
All right. Very cool.
I like your Hokas that you're rocking, EB.
Man, he's really seeing everything.
How can you see that?
I'm watching you here on Monumental Sports. I'm telling you.
That's funny.
JP's hoodie, his blue hoodie.
These guys are dialed in.
Yeah. He's got his.
Go to the factory and get them at cost.
I am wearing Brooks.
Yeah, go to a sweatshop and ship them.
Right. It's very bizarre, but I love it.
What are you doing this weekend? What are you boys doing this weekend? Going to happy hour tomorrow? What are you doing?
We're going to watch a little U.S. Open if we can get the time right. It's a little off. We're trying to keep up with that. We can't get any of those Taylor Swift drinks, though. Lurch, are you a little disappointed that your long legs Taylor Swift is now taken?
Well, I mean, I don't think he had
these guys
real
know the show really well.
I didn't really care.
Pops.
I hope Travis is having a good time.
I think Kelsey should have been on the Rolling Stones top 100.
Oh, there you go, right?
She's way better than Mr. Beast.
She could have been ranked higher than Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast is
doing all right.
Rolling Stone is.
All right, boys, we got to go.
Go ahead, quickly.
No, we got last thing, Drab. I love Drab.
He's hitting each person.
Man, they got to get you a better angle. Angle on the TV. They're not doing you any favors.
I know, trust me.
Look at that. Look at him putting up his foot.
You guys are delayed. What is the angle
delayed.
That you get? All right, thank you guys. Thank you, boys.
it's not a very flattering angle.
Is it because it's like too close?
It's not a very flattering angle.
Every time I take pictures of my kids, they always say, you're way too close, Dad. Way too close.
At this point, I've just given up.
Yeah,
but,
right.
But it works well in your favor because when you see people out and about, they go, oh, I didn't realize you're not that fat.
Yeah. Nice compliment. All right, if you want to weigh in on an Open Line Thursday, you don't have to call all the way from China. You can call from D.C., Maryland, Virginia.
Anywhere.
Wherever else you're listening, 800-636.
And please do.
1067. We're the Junks. We'll be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.